Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Monday. This is Seattle Now. Hopefully by now you've adjusted to the time change. Today, we're getting into the spring spirit with some fun ideas about how to spend these extra daylight hours. We'll talk with the Ticket's Chase Burns in a minute, but first, let's get you caught up. The state's drug possession law is back before lawmakers this afternoon. Senate Bill 5536 is an attempt to remake the statute after a 2021 state Supreme Court ruling invalidated Washington's laws on simple drug possession. The new bill, which outlines a mix of law enforcement and diversion, has already passed out of the Senate. Today it gets a hearing at 1:30 before the House Community Safety Committee. The Seattle City Council's Finance and Housing Committee will consider legislation today that would guarantee paid sick time to some app-based workers. The proposal would require services like Uber Eats and Instacart to give workers paid time off to recover from an illness or deal with safety-related issues. The City Council temporarily enacted paid sick and safe time for gig workers during the pandemic. This proposal would make that policy permanent. And Ramadan starts this week, the most sacred month of the year for Muslims. Starting Thursday, Muslims who observe will fast from sunup to sundown. It's a spiritual practice of prayer and contemplation, but it's also a month for community and an opportunity to break the daily fast together. Look for events around the city. The South Seattle Emerald published a handy guide. We'll drop a link in the show notes. It's officially spring. The tulips and daffodils are starting to show up. We've got this extra hour of daylight working for us. So we thought we'd start off the week with a few ideas for how to spend these longer spring days around our city. We turn to Chase Burns. He's here to give us some suggestions. He's the editor of The Ticket. Hey, Chase, good to talk to you.
Hello. This new sunset time is really, really making me a little happier.
Well, I gotta be honest, it kicked my butt last week. I am wrecked because I'm a morning person, but you were the opposite. So how did you do with the time change?
I mean, I loved it. I actually, this might be shocking to you, and I probably shouldn't say this on air, but my bedtime is like 2 a.m. I feel as if I am most productive and active between the hours of 10 and 2. Like when I was a freelancer, I felt like I would do all my writing between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and then I would take a long break, and then at 10 p.m., I would get back at it and then work till 2. I just feel like that's how my body works.
Yeah, we're in your time then right now, and it's really been so sunny. A lot of people feeling that spring bump last week, getting out after work for a run. And of course, while we can't guarantee the weather, we can talk about some of the fun things that people can do with their longer, brighter evenings. Seattle has so many good viewpoints and parks. Do you have a favorite spot that you like to catch the sunset, Chase?
I do. And I feel like this park should pay me because I've been advocating for them for years. I'm practically PR for this park at this point. If you live around Fremont or Finney Ridge, there is a tiny micro park that is called Fremont Peak Park. And it is where a house used to exist. And then the neighborhood bought the land, turned it into a park. And it's like, honestly, the coolest park that I've ever experienced. It is very tiny, but there's still like aspects of the original house on this park. So you can see parts of the foundation. You like walk in and there's a little tree grove, and then you cut through it and there's like a really, really beautiful view that just looks out over Ballard and Magnolia. And that used to be a view that was just for a private homeowner, but now it's for everyone. So I always recommend going there, especially around sunset. There's a lot of parking right nearby. I mean, the neighborhood may not want me to tell you that, but there is parking nearby, so you can go and have a great view.
Yeah, Seattle has so many like big bang sunset parks you can go to, but I'll put in a pitch now for Portage Bay Park, which is right on Boat Street, and it's just a super chill place. It's not huge, right? But there's some cool chairs to sit down. You can watch the boats come in and out. There's cool houseboats there. Grab a snack at Paseo. Just a really neat little enclave you can hang out in the city. All right. You know, if you've been living here for a while, like you and I have, Chase, there are those obvious places like the Ferris wheel and the Space Needle. They start to feel a little old. So what about for newcomers who want to find something in the city that's more pure Seattle? Where would you send someone like that?
I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I know that this is something that we shouldn't really recommend because it's so obvious, but I love the Pike Place Market. It is something that, like, I just feel like we overlook as locals because tourists are, you know, it's filled with tourists, but there's like 200 shops in there, which I'm always like shocked by that because I'm like, aren't there just like the fishmongers and the flower people? But that like really is not, that's not true. There's vintage booksellers, there's the Paris Madrid grocery. You can go there and get like little European snacks. I just feel like when the sun sets later, it's a good opportunity to go down by the waterfront and just like revisit all of those places that you didn't know exist in Pike Place Market. I will also put in a plug for any of the ferries, but specifically the West Seattle Water Taxi. A lot of people love that. You walk right on, and then you can go and you can see a viewpoint from the other side of Puget Sound and look at the downtown.
Yeah, what a great idea. You know, I used to take my little boy on the really short monorail ride because it was just a cute little, you know, enclosed space that we could hang out in for a little while. I love the idea of taking the water taxi. Chase, you obviously have a clutch job when it comes to knowing what to do around here all year. Is there something going on right now that people might want to check out? Doesn't have to be this week, in the next couple weeks.
So I recently learned that Empire Roasters and Records in Columbia City is, they have a patio on the top roof, and so it's four stories. And so I've been recommending a lot of people go here because on the first floor, there's a coffee shop, right? But then you go up to the second floor and there's a record shop, and then you go up to the third floor and there's a seating area, and then you go up and there's a patio on the balcony. And so I feel like it's this nice sort of four-story setup that's right in Columbia City, and then it also gives you an opportunity to walk around the neighborhood. You could go to Gather Consignment and do some shopping. You could go catch a movie at Arc Lodge. John Wick 4 is coming out this week, so you can go and see John Wick 4. So I just feel like with the later sunset, you should take an afternoon, go visit Columbia City, go check out Empire Records and see all four, Empire Roasters and Records, and go see all four of their levels.
I love that idea. And in the North End, I will put in a plug for the Ballard Locks, which is great for families because it's a nice, wide, open space. There's a museum there. You can watch the boats come in and out and the fish ladder. I'm not sure what the fish are doing this time of year, but the salmon ladder is there and you can do all kinds of fun things. I love the Ballard Locks for stuff like that, Chase. And inexpensive, right? Which is important in this city. Free always works, but every now and then, you need a little splurge, treat yourself day. I could use a couple of those right now. Let's say a listener wants to splurge, maybe for a nice date night or a way to celebrate a milestone. What is something a little more sparkly or a little more higher end you might recommend?
So there is a new museum that's actually opening up this week down by the waterfront. It is called Wonder Seattle, and it is a part of a collection of museums around the country. They have some in Chicago, San Diego, and Boston, and they're opening one in Seattle. And it's this like complex that has a bunch of immersive installations. I know that that's very popular right now and trendy because people like want to go and take something for Instagram and TikTok. And I think that that sort of has a bad rap in a way with like sort of maybe art snobs because they're like, this is lowbrow. But this museum has some really fine art in there as well. It's going to have a Yayoi Kusama. People might remember Yayoi Kusama from this really buzzy exhibit that happened at SAM in 2017 called Infinity Mirrors. Like just you go into a box and there's like a lot of shiny things, and it's obviously built for selfies and photos, but I think that's fun, and there's some really good art in here. It is a little bit more on the pricey end. A general admission ticket starts at $32. So it's something that's like higher than your normal museum, but they're saying they're going to have 20 different exhibitions in there, some from local artists and regional artists, some from international artists like Yayoi Kusama, and it's going to be around in Seattle permanently. So it's a new museum that will be on Alaskan Way and available for us to go check out.
And if you're looking for a low-cost option, why not check out the Henry Art Gallery, where you can see James Turrell's Sky Space. It's one of my favorite artworks that features sculpture and atmosphere, a really fun place to check out. You know, Chase, we've covered some things listeners can do this week, but There's going to be even more going on around the city as the temperature rises and the clouds clear. I got to ask just one question about what you're really looking forward to this spring and summer. Is there anything at the top of your list, something people should not miss?
So I know with this season, there are a lot of music festivals in the spring and the summer. You have Bumbershoot, you have Capitol Hill Block Party, but one that I think people might overlook that they shouldn't is something called Belltown Bloom, and it happens at the Crocodile Complex. It is produced by a wonderful group called La Fonda. I'm a big fan of them. You should listen to their music. It's happening on May 5th and 6th, and the headliners include the band Pussy Riot, which is very popular, very topical, always fun to see. So it's fun that there's this huge international act like Pussy Riot, but then you also have these other local acts like La Fonda, and it's in this great space in the Crocodile Complex, which last time I was on here, I also pushed. I was like, people should go. I don't think enough people have gone to the new Crocodile, and so I'm plugging that again.
Awesome. Well, Chase, really appreciate all of these recommendations, and we'll send people your way for the ticket.
Yes, it's at theticket.seattletimes.com. We look at things to do over the upcoming week. And I was so happy to talk about this with you, Trish. I know that the sun is setting later than you would like, but you know what? We'll get through it.
I'm rolling with it, Chase. Really appreciate it. That was The Ticket's Chase Burns.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Seattle Now. Today's episode was produced by special guest Katie Campbell. The show is also produced by Caroline Chamberlain Gomez, Claire McGrain, Vaughn Jones, Jenny Cecil Moore, Brandy Fullwood, and Brooklyn Jamerson Flowers. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. Seattle Now and KUOW Public Radio are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Patricia Murphy. See you tomorrow.